Not ready. Not ready. Always jumping the gun. Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Money Monday. Happy Money Monday. Got to think about it that way, especially if you got a job. You got to get up on Monday. I think about it as Money Monday. Welcome to the Daily, everybody, and welcome to March. It is going to be spring. We got to spring up next weekend, so don't forget, okay? We'll have a special spring daily, the significance of spring. But today, we are on part three of Talk Yourself Into It, and thank you for joining all over the world. Don't trip, everybody, because we got the solution. It's you, right? When they say, oh, be the change you want to be, yes, that's how life works. That's how things work. You are what you want to be already, right? So we're listening to this every day. See, it's the daily, right? So you get up like, you know, like I do. We all get up before we meet together. Now it was just too early, and I was just really the first couple of them would go back to sleep. But you as an individual, you, me, us, we make sure we get up and give that first before our mind starts to think about everything. And I know, you know, people are listening to me from all over the world, not all over America, right, where you kind of guaranteed to have some, you know, sometimes, depending on where you live in the South. And that's horrible. Some of the places I've seen in the South, and like, is this America? It's awful, and it's just awful leadership. And now is the time in the world, life, everything is changing, people, and we want to change with it. And no matter what we think, what we see, what we hear, you got to block it out. Silence. We got so many of these, Robert A. Russell, God bless his soul, Neville Goddard, Joseph Murphy. Get those people in your brain and forget about what you see. Don't get on Facebook. I wrote that down a couple of days ago. Only if you're going to share this stuff. Share this kind of stuff on Facebook, but oh my God, all of a sudden, starting last Monday, I started getting alerts from Sputnik News. I'm like, why? How? When? When did I go there? We don't know what the hell is going on, but you know who you are. You know you are here. You know you exist. And so today's lesson three, and talk yourself into it. I hope you've been talking to yourself. And finding the inner man, talking to God, getting in a quiet place because God is there. You'll feel him. You'll feel him because you'll automatically, nothing will hurt. That's how I started to know. I'm like, hey, I think I'm talking to God because my leg don't hurt no more. I couldn't do that by myself. I didn't go to the doctor. But what did I do? I went to the doctor, right? The man, that doctor. The man is like, wait, my leg don't hurt. Every time I pray and meditate, my leg don't hurt. I'm like, and that's some real shit. That's not something somebody told me over the phone. That's Stacy's body. My leg don't hurt. And now I messed up my leg. I bought don't even get me started. But I'm going to start because you've heard it before if you listen to me. I bought an $1,800 Bowflex only to get hurt on like time number four because I guess I was too fat to start on Bowflex. Damn it. And they said, oh, get off the Bowflex and go get a treadmill, a $200 treadmill. It's like, that's why I got the Bowflex because I didn't want treadmills no more. So I threw away, I didn't throw away, I basically gave away the Bowflex. Sold it, sold it to somebody's mom needed. I'm like, you better tell her. Hey, I'm letting you know right now, she's my age. Okay, let your mom tell your mom to go to the doctor first. Get the doctor get approval. I appreciate, you know, you helping your mama, but I'm somebody's mama too. And so I've just been walking every day, unless it rained. And I started walking, I think, every day last October, September. When did my kids piss me off and I vowed never to talk to them again? Whenever that was. But daily, where you talk about God, right, and not your kids. Because you know what? I was a single mom. Still am. They're still around somewhere. No, I know it. Yeah. But, you know, I was one of those moms that I thought loving them was just doing everything for them up until they're 30. And they're like, yeah, we'll take it, but I'm gonna treat you like you ain't my mama. So I had to, it was like three bad domestic violence marriages where the domestic violence was just verbal. Like, oh, don't you know I'm your mother? Oh, my God. So I had to let I'm still recovering from that, by the way. But, you know, I've always done this thing with God first thing in the morning. Metaphysics made me understand the connection between the real God inside and who you are as a person. Because, you know, organized religion, now that we know it's all falling apart here, there, and everywhere, right, was just designed to just control your brain. There's no God coming back. All these people doing, oh, we made it. Oh, we're ready. You're not ready for nothing, okay? Obviously, because you're looking outside for God. So today in the daily, talk to yourself, part 3, is the nature of man's mind. And it talks about 3 circles. And that's where they get the Trinity, right? The Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? The Father is, of course, the universe, God. That's the Father, right? So that's the man inside. The Father, the Son, of course, is you, us. We're the sons of God, made in his image and likeness, and they're not talking about physical image unless you're talking about your earthly father. Then, yes, I look like my little short, earthly, beautiful father. And one thing I realized, and I would recommend everybody look into those numbers, and I ain't talking about gambling, astrology, numerology. My father was a Taurus. I ascend on Taurus. I'm shaped, built, everything like my father, look like my father. Taurus is the bull, so I resemble short, stocky like a bull, right? Short, no neck, everything. Then my dad, my name is Stacy, which means resurrection. So I'm born, ascend on the month my dad was born. And my dad, all us Tauruses, he named me Stacy, which is resurrection. And by the way, Venus rules Taurus. And so if you're Taurus, Venus rules your world. Meaning love, and you want to make everybody cushy and happy and love. And that was my dad. Oh, my God. So that's awesome. Look into your numbers. But you got to know what time you were born. See, you only know where you ascend if you know exactly what time you were born. So that's on your birth certificate. Look into that. Because all of that is you. When you look into it, see, I looked into it at age 54. And I'm old, right? 54. I've been here a while. So I've seen some shit, right? 54 years of my life. Well, whatever I can remember. And so I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's me. And the one thing it told me, which made my heart break with my 3 domestic violence children relationships, I will be too involved in my children. It told me that. It said, that's who you are. So you got to learn that. I'm like, well, what? If I would have known this 30 years ago, I wouldn't have bought her the car. She didn't want to pay for it no more. I would have just let her. Him, they would have got a whole lot less video games. My own fault, you know? So look into your number, especially if you got younger children. Look into their number. Shit. And then you can know how to nurture them, what to expect. That stuff is real, bro. It's so real. And so now, I just chill and I like to listen to back ones when the astrologers predict stuff and see if they were right. And oh boy, the good ones are always right. They were talking about, oh, we're going to have earthquakes, the financial system's going down, and the son of the government, there's going to be a shakeup in that as well over the next, by the end of the year into next year. So all you can do is know yourself and know who God is. So let's get into the nature of man's mind, because the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is you in one. You are the Trinity, boys and girls. So we know who the Father is. That's the inner circle. The Son is you, and the Holy Spirit. Now, what's the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit is your subconscious, right? It's the thing that works, that makes your heart beat, and you only have to do it, right? You thank God, because sometimes I stop breathing when I get massages, and then the lady's like, would you want to breathe? And it won't hurt as much. I'm like, okay, I'm stopping my shit. That's what's wrong. That's why we're not blessed, because we stop the natural progression of what God tries to bring in with our thinking. See, if we were just a damn tree, we'd be so big. I'm looking at trees out my patio right now. My God, I could be just like that if I was programmed only to be a tree. But we are God's highest creation, form of creation. Made in his image means we create just like God creates. So we're the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit all in one. So let's listen to part three, the nature of man's mind, so you can figure out every day when you wake up how to use that, bro. Ha ha. Let's go. Wait, where is it? Talk yourself into it. Let's move the phone. We're still not hooked up in the office, so we on Stacy's cell phone. Just too lazy to bring an extension. If I'm not putting something up on the wall, or putting up a picture, or putting up a mirror, I'm not happy. So me and construction, that's kind of, it's cool. Okay, so here we go. We're going to talk ourselves into it, and now we're going to learn about the nature of man's mind. Part three, boys and girls, here we go.
Chapter three, the nature of man's mind. Psychologists divide the mind into two spheres of action, termed the conscious and subconscious. The metaphysician adds a third sphere that he calls the superconscious. Let us see this distinction clearly. The psychologist studies the actions and reactions of the thought of the individual mind. The metaphysician studies the relationship between the individual mind and the superconscious or universal mind. We think of the conscious and subconscious phases of mind as functions of the brain, and of the superconscious aspect of mind as a distinct function of spirit. The psychologist is right as far as he goes, but he does not go far enough. The mind of man is threefold in nature. If you visualize three concentric circles, the picture will help you to understand how the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious phases of mind have individual responsibilities and powers, and at the same time coexist and complement one another. The conscious mind acts, directing the mind toward the goal to be realized, the desire to be fulfilled, and the prayer to be materialized. The subconscious mind reacts, carrying out the orders. The superconscious mind furnishes the material and the power. The circle was chosen for the graphic illustration because it is the only symbol that can be expanded in every direction ad infinitum. Circle 1. In the center or innermost circle is the superconscious mind or God. This is the part of mind that takes man into the transcendent and supernormal order of life and experience and overarches and interpenetrates the physical and material world. It is the part of the mind which is eternal, whole, unchanging, peaceful, harmonious, and supreme. It is the spiritual center from which all power, healing, mastery, and supply comes. Since it has no limitation within itself, the more we use this mind, let it be in us, the more power and the less sickness, limitation, and lack we shall have. In union with this mind, the outer man is set free. In the superconscious mind, we are in direct communication with Christ. We are in rapport with God. We are in the mind that interprets and releases divine energy. We are in the kingdom of heaven to which all things are added. We have the capacity to know and to enter into fellowship with him, to become one with the consciousness that gives light and life to everything we think, say, or do. It is that side of our nature which was never born, never gets sick, and never dies. It is the birth from above that is depicted in the New Testament. It is the fourth dimensional realm of life that Jesus revealed only to his most intimate disciples. It is what St. Paul referred to as being renewed in the spirit of your mind, what Peter described as partaking of the divine nature, and what John designated as the resurrection from the dead. Emerson had reference to this mind when he said, a wise old proverb said, God comes to see us without a bell. That is, as there is no screen or ceiling between our heads and the infinite heaven, so there is no bar or wall in the soul where man, the effect, ceases and God, the cause, begins. The walls are taken away. We lie open on one side to the attributes of God. To Jesus, this phase of mind represented the ultimate in spiritual achievement. It was his final surrender upon the cross, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. It was also the final commitment of the dying Stephen, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. We must conclude, therefore, that the superconscious mind is the greatest mind of all. It is the means of entering heaven here and after. Jesus referred to it when he said, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Circle 2. Out of the heart are the issues of life. When we pass from the first circle into the second, we enter a field so vast, so deep, and so mysterious that no man has yet been able to comprehend it or to plumb its depth. The intermediate circle is that of the subconscious mind, which is, according to Solomon, the thoughts of the heart. This is the creative or transforming mind. It has the power to eliminate anything we reject from the mind and body and to establish whatever we may select. The conscious mind brings us into direct relationship with the visible or outer world. The subconscious mind brings us into direct relationship with the invisible or inner world. Volumes have been written on the functions of the subconscious mind. We can mention here only a few. First and foremost among them is perception. The subconscious mind acquires knowledge directly by intuition and not by the circuitous route of the physical senses. It is the seat of the memory and of the emotions. It carries on all the vital and involuntary functions of the body, such as circulation, respiration, digestion, assimilation, cell production, and tissue change. William James, the great psychologist, said that the subconscious mind is the abode of everything that is latent, the reservoir of everything that passes unrecorded or unobserved. It contains, for example, such things as all one momentarily inactive memories, and it harbors the springs of all obscurely motivated passions, impulses, likes, dislikes, and prejudices, our intentions, hypotheses, fancies, superstitions, persuasions, convictions, and in general, all our non-rational operations come from it. It is a source of our dreams, and apparently they may return to it. In it arise whatever mystical experiences we may have, and our automated sensory or motor, our life in hypnotic and hypnoidal condition, if we are subject to such conditions, our delusions, fancies, ideas, and hysterical accidents, if we are hysteric subjects, or supranormal cognitions, if such there be, and if we are telepathic subjects. It is obvious that the subconscious mind seriously affects our whole life. Every thought entertained in the subconscious mind reproduces itself in our outer experience. As a man thinketh in his heart, the subconscious mind, so is he. The conscious mind initiates, the subconscious executes. The conscious mind can think in any direction it chooses for whatever end it pleases, but the subconscious can only receive, accept, and obey. Reasoning only deductively, it cannot question, refuse, or deny. It is the chief field in which the Holy Spirit does its work. It is eternally linked with the mind of God. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of the heart are the issues of life, advised Solomon long ago. All regeneration, cleansing, healing, and quickening take place in the subconscious mind and are then pushed up into the conscious mind. Circle 3. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? The third or outer circle represents the conscious mind, or the phase in which the blueprints, plans, and patterns for subconscious action are made. It is the part of mind that thinks, reasons, acts, and directs. You consciously think, I should like to walk across a room, and immediately your thought is acted upon by the subconscious mind. You are given the physical power necessary for the act of walking. We can think of the conscious mind as the master giving the order, and the subconscious mind as the servant carrying them out. The one acts and the other reacts. The one initiates and the other executes. The one impresses and the other expresses. The subconscious mind is never responsible for bad outer behavior or erratic action. The fault lies in the wrong or inadequate patterns furnished by the conscious mind. Changes, corrections, and improvements in mind, body, and affairs must be initiated or given impetus and direction to the conscious mind. To initiate new causes, the subconscious mind must have new patterns. These can come only through conscious reasoning and direction. St. Paul referred to the conscious mind as the mind of the flesh because of its close proximity to the external world and its operation in sense, volition, choice, conviction, and conclusion. Here man has freedom of choice. He can choose to live in the outer circle of sickness, weakness, trouble, pain, and lack, and these will be increased through the outward response of his thought. Or he can choose to live in the inner circle of health, strength, peace, power, plenty, and wholeness. Ernest Holmes says that the conscious mind must definitely see what it wishes to experience and is definitely repudiate what it does not wish to experience. This repudiation is either through denial or by non-resistance of non-recognition. demonstration will be as perfect as the subjective embodiment of the thought. If we realize that form is spirit in outline, that the father to any specific form is the subjective idea, and that we can consciously create subjective ideas, then we shall have a correct method for effective practice. The one wishing to make direct and conscious use of spiritual power should first believe in spiritual power and in the creativeness of his own thought. Then he should compel his mind to act as though his belief were true. When the subjective state of our thoughts, which is the inner subconscious mind, completely accepts an idea that is in line with the nature of reality, then we shall demonstrate. The transition, then, from the conscious to the superconscious mind is not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. When a man accepts Christ, or when, as a metaphysician says, he lets the mind which was in Christ Jesus be in him, the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds are synchronized and interfused. The whole mind is spiritualized, the body is lighted with the Holy Spirit, and man becomes a new creature in Christ. Arousing the subconscious, awake thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give thee light. The best way to make an impression upon another person is talk to him face to face. The best way to make an impression upon the subconscious mind is to talk to it directly, shift all responsibility to it, and then rely on it. Being plastic, passive, neutral, and impersonal in nature, and having no volition or choice of its own, it must be aroused and directed toward positive ends. Operating according to law, acting by reacting, it responds only to the sternest and most imperious calls. The demands we make upon it must be backed up with our whole nature, our greatest expectations, our supremest efforts, our absolute faith, and our persistent application. As an ally, working with truth, the subconscious mind has the power to remove anything from the body, correct anything in the body, change anything in the body, adjust anything in the body, and heal anything in the body. It will build health or sickness, success or failure, efficiency or inefficiency, superiority or mediocrity, happiness or misery, according to the pattern and material we supply. Let us arouse the sleeping giant today by placing upon it all the burdens and responsibilities that we now try to carry in the outer mind. Let us talk to ourselves in some way such as this. Subconscious mind of me, wake me up and listen to what I have to say. You have the answer to every question, the solution to every problem. You also have the power and desire to create and produce whatever I need. You are my obedient servant and always do whatever I want done. You are receptive and responsive to my every word. Now listen to my direction and carry them out. Right now I want increased health and vigor in every part of my body, and I know you will give them to me. Your power is unlimited. You cannot fail. You are now acting upon my instructions, and I am receiving health and vigor and instant fulfillment. I am feeling the good effects of your work already. God bless you and thank you for bringing me what I ask. Functions of the subconscious. What the subconscious does for us individually depends entirely upon the direction and training we give it through the conscious mind. It is made to follow the divine pattern. It is a most dependable servant. If it is left to itself, it can become a devastating monster. Reasoning deductively alone and having no volition, will, or choice of its own, it expresses only what is impressed upon it, gives back only what is received, acts only by reacting, and responds only by corresponding. This phase of mind is a workshop in which all the conditions and circumstances of our lives are being fashioned, products that will mar or beautify our lives according to the pattern we furnish. The subconscious mind is the seat of memory. Everything that has ever passed through our senses is recorded in the storehouse, awaiting the proper call to bring it back to the conscious mind. When people under the stress of some powerful emotions perform phenomenal or unusual feats of strength, they draw upon the stored up energy of the subconscious mind. We speak of a second wind, but psychologists tell us of a third, fourth, and fifth wind, submerged layers of energy upon which we seldom draw. When the subconscious mind is united with spirit, it becomes the great healer. But it can destroy as well as heal. It can create disease as readily as health. Whatever gets below the level of consciousness, whether good or ill, the great law will work upon. When we go to sleep, only part of us sleeps, the senses and the conscious mind. The subconscious mind, on the other hand, stays awake to keep the body functioning alive. If it were not active, man would die when he went to sleep. We must, therefore, give the subconscious the right plans, purpose, thoughts, and feelings to work upon before we go to sleep. Since it is related to everything in your life, it should be kept on a positive and affirmative level in order that the quality of our living will be positive, constructive, and harmonious. Two types of thinkers. In metaphysics, as in most other fields of endeavor, there are two types of thinkers, wishful thinkers and creative thinkers. The wishful thinkers seldom realize their goal because he impresses his subconscious mind with the lack of what he seeks to demonstrate, and consequently he produces more lack. The creative thinker, on the other hand, visualizes himself as already in possession of the things he is seeking and presents this picture to the creative power as a matrix or mold. In other words, he changes his thought into the new picture and then speaks directly to the subconscious mind as he would speak to an obedient and capable servant, saying, "This is the thing I wish you to reproduce for me." But the work is not yet done. The most important step in spiritual practice follows. You must let go and let the power do it. I can of my own self do nothing. The Father within me, he doeth the work. The subconscious mind is the most amenable, willing, dependable, capable, and obedient servant in the world. Employ it as Jesus did, and have faith in its ability to do whatever you want done. Make your wishes known to it, and then trust it to carry them out. God is able to do for you exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. The subconscious mind can and will do whatever you ask it to do. It has all the power in heaven and earth. It can create anything, change anything, correct anything, restore anything, recover anything, or readjust anything. It doesn't make any difference what you need or want. You have only to tell your subconscious mind and it will produce it for you. If you want more health, tell the subconscious mind to reproduce the perfect health of spirit in you and in all mankind now. If you want calm and steady nerves, direct it to produce them. If you want greater income, unify yourself with the abundance of spirit and tell it to increase the manifestation of supply. Always direct the subconscious to produce what you want, but never ask it to remove what you do not want. Never present a negative or adverse picture to the creative power, for what you present will be magnified and reproduced.
All right. Well, what you heard was it's incredibly windy today. And one of my huge patio chairs went flipping over and almost into the window. I'm like, whoa, let me go rescue that. So you probably heard me pulling that through, but it's beautiful. I mean, I love it. I'm like, okay, let me go and see what else can fall. And because the wind is just awesome. So three layers of our mind. I mean, this is awesome. So I would say let's spend some time together getting the rest of this in. Mr. Russell has quite a few. Go ahead and listen ahead. You know, talk yourself into it. That's what this is. And now today we know three layers of our mind, right? Three layers of our mind. What I'd like to do is I always tell my subconscious how much I love it because that's the issues of the heart, and, you know, say how much I love it and let it know. I know that it has access to all good, and I'm in agreement with the good. And we're only using this for good. That's why we read it. We read stuff like this. We listen to stuff like this because our whole purpose in life is to uplift ourselves and other people. We would never use anything like this to hurt us because that's what kind of what we do now because we don't know what we're doing, see? So listen to this a couple of times, and as always, we're going to end it with a couple of minutes of meditation music where you want to just put yourself in this music, close your eyes, turn off the lights, focus maybe on a candle. Feel the music, breathe deeply, C1, C2, then C3 or go backwards. Some people like to go backwards. C3, 2, and 1, and relax and listen to the music and just bring yourself into connection with God. Just try to bring yourself in connection with God. And the way that I do it with just saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And I also do it by saying the Father and I are one, over and over, either in my mind or out loud. So let's do that for the rest of the, how long is this? This is 2 minutes and 39 seconds. Know that I love you. This is the daily. Talk yourself into it. We'll have part four tomorrow, the nature of man's mind. So listen to it once, twice, and again. And I love you, and have a great day, and don't let nothing blow off your patio. And enjoy. Let's meditate. Thank you.